Promise me you'll go in there and do your damnedest.
I will go in, Roy sighed. The Pirates flipped through their practice and the game began. Pop had picked Fowler to start for the Knights. Roy figured that he knew who was in this deal with him. Leave it to the judge to tie the bag in the most economical way, with the best hitter and pitcher. However, as he watched Fowler pitch during the first inning, he wasn't certain he was the one. He got rid of the first two Pirates with ease. Maybe he was playing it cagey first off. Time would tell. Roy's thoughts were broken up by the crack of a bat. The third man up had taken hold of one, and it was arcing into deep left. It occurred to Roy that although he had promised the judge he wouldn't hit, he had made no commitments as to catching them. He ran several shaky steps and made a throbbing stab at the ball, spearing it on the half run for the third out. As he did so, he noticed a movement up in the tower window and saw the judge's stout figure pressed against the glass.